Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Parkhopper John from WDWParkhoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Greetings and welcome, everybody, to the Disney Parks Podcast. My name is Parkhopper John, and I come to you.
Write that on my forehead.
That's right.
Something.
I come to you from. Remind me to tell you a story about that. I come to you from WDWParkhoppers.com. Joining me, as always, a co-hostess with the mostest. He's my best friend. He's my buddy. He's my online wife, ladies and gentlemen. He is Mr. Tony Castelnova from Disney by the Numbers. Hello. Touch the Porsche. Wave. Touch the pearls. It's good to see you, buddy.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
Very relaxing and nice.
Good. Mine as well.
Saw a little movie. Did a little Disney Springs. Yeah. Did a little dining at Disney.
Manja.
Yeah. Nice. Had some real Italian. Well.
Had some better Italian
better
food.
Better Italian food.
Good for you.
Yeah. In a couple weeks, we'll have some really better food.
Yeah. Yeah. We had, where did we eat? Oh, we had a House of Blues.
Yeah.
So.
How is it? Menu changes there?
Yeah, the entree section's gotten a lot smaller. Yeah. They have
Aaron Sanchez still.
I don't think so.
No, I heard
maybe, but I don't think so. They had more barbecue stuff, like they had more smokehouse stuff. So, like, I had the beef brisket tacos.
Are you cheating on the flight pig?
No, God, no, never do that. Well, we actually did go to the flight pig for cocktails.
Okay.
And I walked in, they're like, hey, and I'm like, it's not happening this time. So Patrick wasn't there, so big ups to Patrick and his crew over at Polite Pig. But we had the brisket. They have a name for it, but it's basically barbecued nachos.
Right.
And then Sid had a burger, which was really, really good. And then our friend had, what did she have? She had the Cajun pasta. But she had a lot.
They had a lot of Cajun stuff the last time. New Orleans kind of.
Yeah, there's less of that. A little bit more smokehouse. The entree section's gotten a little smaller. Yeah, so yeah, the menu's changed a little bit, but they still have the Cajun shrimp, and then some of the appetizers that we really like are still there. But yeah, it's pretty good. Mm. So did that
lobster mac and cheese?
No, I don't remember if it was lobster mac and cheese. I know they had a baked mac and cheese as a side dish.
Oh, okay.
You know, but I don't remember seeing the lobster mac and cheese. I probably would have ordered it had I seen it.
Yeah.
But then again, I wasn't necessarily looking for it. I was looking for something different.
Mm.
But it was still a good time. Still good.
Yeah.
Still good. Took us a while to get a table. We made a reservation, but we went kind of early. But we got in and we had a good time. Our waitress was great.
Yeah. Every time I've been to Trattoria Forno, I make a reservation. I don't blindly go there. I know better.
Correct.
I'm out. Law-abiding diner.
Law-abiding citizen. Got it.
But every time, if I show up 5 minutes early, we can't seat you
until you have to wait until your time.
It's the only place I know that's still, well, no. You have to just wait.
All right. Is it because they're that busy?
There was nobody in the lobby. Nobody. It was us, three of us, sitting there.
Was the restaurant full?
No.
Huh. No. Well, maybe they just have maybe there's something, some kind of rule they're trying to stay on time.
I don't know. It's the only place on property that.
That's weird.
That gives me that. Well, yep. You know, the other thing is, well, your whole party's got to be there. Fine, I get that part.
Right.
But
I kind of do.
I don't either, because if you seat me, I'm always early. I'll have a drink and probably an appetizer before anybody gets here.
Right, absolutely.
You know, it's not like I'm going to just sit here and take up, you know, your poor table.
Yeah, but the flip side of that, too, is they probably get so many crap, you know.
I'm sure, like, a husband or, you know, comes with two kids and then the wife comes 3 hours later because she's meandering around Disney Springs or whatever.
Right.
I get that, you know. The father just wanted a place to sit to, you know, get the kids out of the heat or the cold or whatever.
Right. You understood. Know. I don't want to talk too much about it because we talked about it on the last show, but I did get to experience some of the fine entertainment offerings at Disney Springs this weekend. And I saw two acts.
World class.
I saw two acts. And those two acts were actually very interesting indeed. I don't know how to put this. They had one act that was a double Dutch, which is the two people doing the double jump rope thing, which I thought was very 1980s. Mm-hmm. And then they had, and that was okay. You know, they had the music going and they were doing it to the music and it was good and all that good stuff. And that was fine. We didn't watch a lot of it because we had places to be. So we were over from the Polite Pig and we were walking along the shops towards the World of Coke, or the Coke, whatever they call that. Mm-hmm. And they had the traveling keyboard piano. Mm-hmm. And then we heard Katy Perry's Fireworks. And they had these two young ladies who were in white leotards. And they had LED vests. Mm-hmm. And they had the cufflinks. And they had the foot thing. And they were
batons
spinning hula hoops.
Oh, hula hoops.
They were hula hoops. So they had a bunch of different hula hoops. They were doing hula hoop trips while they were doing, like, gymnastics stuff.
Right.
That was interesting. That's always fun. And then we kept shopping, and we were in a couple stores.
Were the dogs jumping through fire hoops?
No, they weren't. And all the hula hoops were LED'd as well. So everything glowed and glittered and beeped and, you know. And so then we shopped a couple stores, and then we came out of one. I think we're in the Mac store, which when we get offline, I need to tell you about my Mac store experience.
Okay.
I cannot tell that story here because I'll get flamed unmercilessly. So you have to remember because I'll forget. So we come out of the Mac store, and there's another song playing, and now the girls are wearing more LEDs, like full head to toe. And they're blinking in time with the lights and everything. And they have these sticks.
They look like Spectrum Magic.
I actually came out
maybe
of the store.
Maybe they were leftover Spectrum Magic.
I actually came out of the store and went, on this magic night. So anyway, they have these baton things. And they were doing the whole, you know.
Yeah.
And they were just like walking around doing this thing. And they were, you know, and they were still doing some, you know, not ballet, but gymnastics moves. One did a split and one was doing some other things. And I'm thinking, what in the heck is going on? And then we passed a sign that said, you know, welcome to Disney Springs Landings late night, whatever that is. I was like, this is their entertainment offering?
Right.
At least bring the dudes over from the boardwalk who do magic tricks and juggle. Right. I thought it was really, I mean, these, I don't know how to say this politely, quality guys. They look like they're having a great time. They look like really fun. It was cold out, so I feel for the girls in leotards. But I mean, they're probably making $10 an hour. I mean, this is not the type of act I would have imagined. I would imagine there being more like live music or something. It was just not what I imagined when they said live entertainment. You know. So anyway, it's very interesting. But when you guys go, you'll have to let me know what you think. When you go, T, you'll have to let me know what you think. When you guys go, take pictures, take video, and let me know what you think.
Okay.
Enough of my opinion.
All right. That sounds good.
Yep.
All right.
Anything else you want to add? No. All right. I guess there's nothing else we can do, my friends, but get into the news. Well, Disneyland Paris.
Oh, yeah.
Our favorite park.
They're getting the treatment.
They're becoming a real boy.
A real Pete. A real
Disney park.
Repeat offender on the news.
That's right. The Festival of Pirates and Princesses song and costumes have been previewed for their Festival of Pirates and Princesses, which sounds very familiar. Didn't we have something like this? Pirates and Princess Night or something? So Disneyland Paris is going to host a brand new show, the Festival of Pirates and Princesses, later on this spring. The event will run from March 31st until May 31st and will bring many new characters to Disneyland Park in Paris. The main features of the event will be a show, Disney Pirate and Princesses, Make Your Own Choice.
Ooh.
Now that probably sounds much better in French, but translated...
Hollywood, make your own choice.
Translated, it's like pirate, princess, make your own choice. The show will allow guests to choose their own story and become a pirate or a princess, which is exactly what I would think.
Yeah.
The Disneyland Paris YouTube channel has released two more new dance tutorial videos showing off the choreography for the new show because, you know, ultimately, it's all going to be a flash mob.
Yeah, that's what they want everybody to do.
So in the princess video, which is hosted by Betty Rose, who teaches us the dance moves for Team Princess. Mm-hmm. At the end of the video, she's joined by two more dancers, and they perform the finished dance to a new song, which we believe is called Princess Power.
Nice.
Wow. The dancers' new costumes appear to be inspired by the swing into spring season from 2016 to 2014 to 2016. During the show, the princesses and Mickey will ride on a garden-themed float to Central Plaza in front of Sleeping Beauty Castle to meet up with the pirates. Belle and Jasmine's new princess dresses for the event have already been revealed, so you gotta go check that out.
Okay, so you know what this sounds like?
What?
Our Move It, Shake It, Bake It, Take It, Lick It parade thing. Yeah, yep. You know, the little thing they do around the hub. That's what this sounds like.
Probably is.
Yeah.
No, for the pirates, Jimmy Ocean, what a name. Jimmy Ocean teaches us the pirate dance. We can see the new costumes for the pirate dancers. The song is the same as the princess song, but with different words. We think that this version is called Pirate Power.
Nice.
All that Imagineering brain power, and this is what they come up with. The pirates will set sail on an all-new pirate ship float and will sail through the park until they encounter the princesses. Captain Hook, Mr. Smee, Peter Pan, Wendy, Jake the Pirate, and Minnie Mouse will be on Team Pirate. So you might be asking the question, why is Minnie Mouse on Team Pirate and Mickey Mouse on Team Princess?
Ooh, why?
I don't know. It's a hell of a good question for me.
I thought you had a good answer.
I do have an answer, but I will not say it here for fear of being flamed.
All right.
The show will be performed several times a day, so you can come back and swap teams. Well, there you go. So
that's what makes me think it's a move and shake it.
It's a move and shake it. So which side do you choose, pirates or princesses? Thinking about it too hard.
Pirates.
I'd probably go with princesses because they're hotter. That's just me, though.
I would go with the toys.
The question is, what team is Buzz Lightyear on? That's the team that I would go with.
Yeah.
Where's Team Stitch? I'm always Team Stitch. Team Stitch for life.
I'm Team Buzz. Hashtag
Team Buzz. Hashtag Team Buzz.
Yeah. It's interesting. Listen, they're getting a complete overhaul and a whole bunch of stuff. So
yeah, it works out well.
You know, this is, I think, something to kind of draw people to the hub kind of attention that they do down here.
It's all in good fun, but you make the choice.
Until somebody pokes an eye out with
a sword. Choose wisely.
I think I'll have to go look at those videos.
You know what we should do? We should learn the dance moves and do our own video.
Yeah.
We're all in this together.
I don't think so.
I can't make you. How much would it cost for you to bust a groove?
Well, it would cost a lot.
Define a lot.
A lot.
It's triple digits?
Oh, it's probably six figures.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, I don't like busting the groove. I got no reason to do it.
Dude, that's sad.
All right, this is probably one of many stories you're going to hear from us over the next couple of years now. This is happening at Coronado Springs, the Rick Lounge. And I heard this has like a whole name. It's like Rick's Bar, Sports Bar and Grill. So I think the whole long official name, but we just call it Rick's Lounge. At Coronado Springs is actually going to become a table service restaurant. On May 1st, Rick's Lounge will become and converted to a table service restaurant. The revamped establishment will offer both lunch and dinner, and reservations are set to open in April. So if you're going, get out your reservation book because you're going to want to give it a shot. The change has likely something to do with the discontinuation of dinner service at the adjacent La Ventas a few months ago. So the little main buffet place is not serving the dinner. They're only serving the lunch. They've ping-ponged all over the place. They've served lunch. And then serve lunch and dinner, then just serve dinner. They've been all over the map.
They're like us on the Patreon show. They don't know what they want
to
be.
They don't know what they want to be. Mayan Grill is still open, as far as we know so far.
Right.
So I think there's going to be a lot of changes, because once they build this other building, right. A, it's going to have its own restaurant, but I think all of the stuff down there is going to get a little overhaul and upgrade.
Yeah, and if you've been to Rick's, Rick's Lounge was always problematic because when they had their conferences there, you know, you have this weird odd mix of conference people and
Disney people
with kids and Disney people. Yeah. And the drinks are always super expensive. And the other thing was, even though there was a lot of tapestries and stuff, there's so many hard surfaces there. Yes. That place is always super duper loud.
Especially when they have a band or a DJ something.
Oh, no. Cheerleading or dance teams.
Yeah.
Those were always the worst.
Did I ever tell you my Rick's Lounge story?
No, regale me. You tell me yours, I'll tell you mine.
I think you might have been with me.
I probably was. Was it the last time we went to the Maya Girl last year?
No.
Okay.
No, this was a meetup that we had at Rick's Lounge. And for some crazy reason, I wanted to order a melon bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And when I ordered the melon bowl, the server came back with little craft things of, you know, like the pineapple juice, the orange juice, the Madura, the vodka. She's like, well, here. I'm like, okay. First of all, if I'm going to make my own, I'll need a glass.
That's right.
So she goes and gets a glass. Well, she's going to get a glass. I go to the bar to complain, saying, why can't I get my drink mixed?
Why? Was there a problem with you not mixing your drink?
Yeah. I really didn't get a good answer. I remember going back, and I kind of made my own melon bowl. I then had to put a stop to it, because when I got the bill, it was something like $45, because she had charged me for each piece individual.
Because why? Because she doesn't make melon balls?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they couldn't ring up a melon bowl?
No way.
You know. I mean, just pick a cocktail price, $16. And just, wow. You know. So it's almost like the thing at the Paddlefish. So I had to then go to and get a manager and say, listen, I ordered a melon bowl, not $45 worth of cocktails.
Right.
You know. And A, nobody knew how to make it. And B, now she's charging me for the individual components. So that's my Rick story.
My Rick story was the last time we went there. The last time we went there was for Cinco de Mayo last year. You and me, Sid. I'm not sure if your mom was in town or not.
No, it was just the three of us.
Was it just the three of us? Yeah, it was just the three of us. So we decided that we would go to Rick's early and have a cocktail, as was usually our way.
Yeah.
And so we went, and it was right in the middle of a dance team competition.
Yeah.
And this was when they were having some issues with some of the space over at ESPN. They were still doing some construction. Mm. So they were having some warm-up space or some other things going on in the convention stuff. So we get to Rick's.
Yeah, that's right. The convention space was the practice hall.
Correct. We get to Rick's an hour before dinner, so we're stuck. And we would have left, but we looked outside where the margarita thing is by the water, and it was just like
slammed.
All of the parents from the cheer camp, they were all just like,
of course they have to drink.
So we were sitting in Rick's, and we ordered a drink, and it took 25 minutes for the drink to come, and it took another 25 minutes for us to get the bill. But the problem was we couldn't get a seat, because every available flat surface had a cheer or dance butt on it.
Wow.
It was loud and it was obnoxious. And finally, we just got to the point where we were sitting in two chairs that were close enough together for me and Sid to sit there.
Yeah.
And there were these four women that were talking, being really obnoxious. And we had had enough of it. So we said something to the waiter, like, there shouldn't be kids in this lounge.
Right.
And one of the moms caught wind of it. And then it became this, you know, passive aggressive between my wife and this woman. And
it was
and then you showed up as like, save me. So then we went down and had a good dinner. And even still in the dinner, when the guitar guy was playing the Journey tune from Glee.
They were all singing.
And I'm like, you're killing my dinner mood here.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey.
Anyway.
You squashed my vibe, babe.
Yeah, you were crapping all over my dinner with my wife's. I'm running that joke to the dirt. Go ahead, buddy. I'm sorry.
All right. So don't forget, March 24th, we are going to the Four Seasons at the Pool Bar and Grill. And I don't see a lot of RSVPs on the Facebook page. So get up on RSVP. Otherwise, I don't get up, a table get big enough up, for everybody.
Hey, guys.
So look, if you actually want to sit down and have lunch with us or a drink or just join us and you want to sit, you'll need to RSVP.
You got to RSVP. Two words. Smoked coffee. And let me put to you like
and
this.
And Chef Mikey.
Let me put you like this. If you did not make an RSVP reservation, you are not getting any smoked coffee.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to miss out on the smoked coffee again. You hear me? It's not happening.
And then April 21st, we're going over to the Star Wars The Void. I got to buy those tickets this week. Over to Disney Springs. If you want to participate in The Void, and it's optional. You don't have to. It's $29.95. Otherwise, you'll just hang out with us, and then we'll go play the Void thing, and then we'll hang out some more.
And you're on the hook for your own time and your own thing.
Yeah.
We're just doing the meetup, and then we'll go play, and then we'll kind of hang out some more.
Right.
So this is not something where we're all trying to get a big group. The meetup is going to
start around 2. We're probably going to play around 3, so that gives us about an hour to chit-chat, and then we'll go play for a little. I don't know how long it takes. I don't think it's long.
Right. Yeah, we're not trying to say we're going to get 50 people in this room.
Yeah.
That's not what we're saying.
Yeah. May 26th, we're going to meet over at the Baseline Tap House at 7 p.m. That's over in the studios. You will need a theme park ticket to get inside the park. So please bring your own ticket media. And we'll just have a cocktail and just kind of hang out in that area.
Yep.
We'll probably have to get there a little bit earlier to see if we can scout out some space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you don't have to RSVP for that, but, you know, if you can, that'll be nice. I'll put up an event for that. Hey, if you would like to help us, we are looking for some bloggers, photographers, videographers, you know, people that, are local to parks, Disneyland Paris, Tokyo, Hong Kong, wherever you live in the world. If you'd like to, help us out, just drop us an email to DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com and tell us that you're interested, and then we'll figure it out from there. Don't forget that you can listen to the show on your Amazon device and now your Google Home device.
Mm.
So just ask that device to play the Disney Parks Podcast. Go to our store at DisneyParksPodcast.com/shop. We have lots of good things over there. John has a book, 100 Things... Bucket list things to do with the Magic Kingdom.
Just throw words out that sound good together. It'd be good. Yeah, the bucket list, the Disney bucket list. 100 ways to discover more magic at the Magic Kingdom.
But he said, go to www.parkhoppers.com. You get the book there, signed by John, tossed in the mail, shipped to your home, or you can find his book on Amazon.
Shop to your home or office. I don't care.
Office, wherever, or planet.
Somebody else's house.
Spaceship, wherever you live.
Nope. In continuous U.S. only.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Go to Disney by the Numbers. You can get a book over there. My book is obviously Disney by the Numbers.
Obviously. 107, six.
A lots of ways.
Things, numbers, parks, world, wall.
Yes.
Theme, Disney.
All those things. Hashtag yes.
Hashtag park.
Park. if you can rate us and review us, that always helps us percolate to the top of everybody's list. Mm. So wherever you get the show from, whatever RS feed, Stitcher, whatever we're called over there, just rate us and review us if you can. All right, go ahead.
Hashtag podcast. Hey, guys, if you're going to Disney's Blizzard Beach, a little bit of news. The bus route's going to change. Starting yesterday, as we record the show on Monday, the 4th, the bus route from Epcot to Disney's Coronado Springs will no longer service Blizzard Beach nor Winter Summerland beginning yesterday.
Yeah. Wow.
Guests looking to visit either of those locations from Epcot will need to, hang with me now, travel to Animal Kingdom to transfer to a Blizzard Beach bus. And guests wanting to visit Winter Summerland when Blizzard Beach is closed to travel to Animal Kingdom and then transfer to a Blizzard Beach bus.
Okay. So then going back, I got to go from Blizzard Beach all the way to Animal Kingdom, and then if I'm staying at the Contemporary, how do I got to then transfer on another bus to go all the way back to the Contemporary?
No, you have to get on a bus. You have to get on a bus from the Blizzard Beach to Animal Kingdom. Actually, no, once you're at Blizzard Beach, you can go anywhere because the resorts come to Blizzard Beach.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just Epcot to there.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're trying to go from Epcot to Blizzard Beach, hire an Uber or a Lyft. Saves you time and money. I swear to God. But once you're at those locations,
you could just take the regular bus back to your resort.
Yeah, take the regular bus back. Yep.
I thought they were doing that when they had the parking issue at Disney Springs at Typhoon, where they're making everybody go.
You were thinking that they were going out to get on a bus and go back to Animal Kingdom and then get a bus back to Epcot and then get a bus. Yeah. Yeah, that would be hell.
I'd be like, no. Sorry, kid, you're not going to a water park.
Beepity boppity boop, beepity boppity boop, beepity boop. Hello, Uber.
Yeah. Okay, so last week we had a question. We got a fair amount of answers.
Good for you guys.
I was kind of, I guess I was surprised.
I wasn't. We've talked about it here a few times.
Yeah, all right. In Disneyland Paris, there's a castle there, and they got a vermin that lives in it.
Yep.
And the vermin is a dragon.
Oh.
Fire-breathing dragon.
I thought it was a working Yeti.
I think it's a fire-breathing dragon.
Oh, yeah, it is. I've seen it.
The winner is Rebecca.
Rebecca!
Rebecca is watching right now.
She's watching.
It's in the mail, as we like to say.
You are the winner.
All right, here's an oldie but a goodie. I went back into the Wayback Machine for this.
Good for you.
And it was a strange trip. the trivia question this week is, what television star appeared in the attraction Sounds Dangerous at the MGM Studios here in Walt Disney World?
I'm going to say Roddy Piper.
This is not Beers and Body Slams.
Damn it.
So that'll be a no.
I never get that question.
If you know the correct answer, send that to DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com.
All right, guys. If you really love what we do here, and let's face it, come on.
Who doesn't
love us? We're lovable guys. No, seriously. We try to put out great content each week, and we have a great website. We have a lot of things that we do, and to keep all those things rolling, it does take some funding, and that's where you guys can come in. If you like the show, if you like what we do, please consider joining us over at patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast. We have a lot of great rewards that we give out for the different tiers of support. Plus, we have great offers for all of our Patreons, like a free show that we put up. We do a live free show Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We put content up with no ads. We put it up early. We try to make as much stuff available to you as possible. And I don't know if you know this, they just added a new feature to the Patreon app, to where you can start doing live Snapchat-like videos where you can do a snap and it'll disappear in 24 hours. So we're going to start doing some of that kind of stuff, too.
Nice.
And we're going to do that, all of that and more for our Patreons. Go to patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast, and you can sign up, and you can get included in the Facebook group, which is private. It's only for our Patreons, and you can be a part of all that fun stuff there. Just like these great people: James, Christy, Grant, Ernie, Stacy, David, Jennifer, Ross, Ron, Willie, Jeremy, Michael, Cassandra, Katie, Eva, and the other Katie. So thanks a lot, guys, for being supportive of Disney Parks Podcast. We'll try to keep the content as awesome as we can, and we can only do that because of you guys.
Yeah. So I'm a kind of a, I like to know how the magic kind of happens.
You like to know the behind the scenes?
Yeah, I like to.
Peek-a-boo behind the curtain?
Peek behind the curtain a little bit. Yes. So there's this interesting video that was showing how Disney and AT&T have joined forces to create, you know, what they're calling magic behind the scenes.
Hmm.
There are a million things that go into Walt Disney World guests that nobody ever sees and probably really don't care about. But the end product is something that, you know, happens on stage, as they say.
Yeah.
Okay. So even though we don't typically see or even hear about different strategies that are used to keep things going, they do exist. So in hopes to improve the productivity and work satisfaction of Disney maintenance cast members, Disney and AT&T together are making things happen by giving these cast members ready access to information that they need to do their jobs more efficiently. Innovation technologies, along with digitized schematics and back-end algorithms, has enabled seamless delivery of appropriate documentation to the correct Disney cast member when they are needed in making their jobs more effective in the long run. So if a guy is going to fix the teacups, as he gets there on his iPad, schematics of the teacups would appear with the work order and all this information before he would get, you know,
to, hypothetically.
Yeah, hypothetically. You can probably go Google this video too, and I suggest you to do, because there is a meeting room, and I now have to find where this room is.
Yeah.
It is this meeting room that they were, I guess the AT&T contractors were working out of.
Right.
I think we have to go there. I think we need to have a meetup there or something. It's really? A gorgeous looking meeting room. Yeah.
Is where, do you know, is it in a park?
I don't know.
Is it upstairs at Disney Springs?
I don't know.
Where they have the model?
I don't know. I don't know.
There's a lot of really cool stuff up there.
I now have to find out. I have to. There is somebody that listens to this podcast that works for AT&T, because they have sent me information about the cell towers once. Call us. We'd like to know.
We'll keep you anonymous.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't ever tell anybody who the sources are. Cool. But this is very interesting, I think.
It's because, extremely interesting. Fascinating.
Yeah, because if you have to go rooting around for information, it just delays, especially if the attraction is down, it delays the whole process, mm-hmm. you know, and I would assume uptime is of importance.
For an attraction, probably.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is they can keep their proprietary information proprietary mm-hmm. as long as, you know, this person doesn't have the opportunity to send or, you know, take pictures sure. and I'm forward
not,
it.
Yeah,
you know, you can send all the plans screenshot. Via an iPad. Yeah. You can just look at it. And you could do and know everything you need to know. And that way you can keep all the plans and stuff,
right.
you know, as opposed to sending a worker out there with sheaths of paper. And then one of the sheaths of paper actually finds its way on the floor
yeah.
and blown away. And someone picks it up and posts it on the internet, which never happens.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's smart.
Someone a long time ago had posted the phone number for Monorail Central. I had to call it just to see.
Ring, ring.
I said Monorail Central. I said, oh, I think I dialed the wrong number. Sorry.
Hey, how are you doing? How are the monorails running today? Who is this? Steve?
Just checking.
My name is Lou. Click.
It's Ricky.
It's Ricky. Click.
Can you tell me what color's on the resort loop today?
Yeah, that's right.
I really don't want to get in the pink one. If you can help me out.
Could you properly translate por favor mantengase das alojado?
Yeah.
Por favor mantengase alojado.
I'll have to see if I can find that number again.
And post it anonymously.
No, I would never post
it. Reddit, here it comes.
Yeah, oh, gosh. And as we'd like to say around here, we'll see you in the parks. Have you ever come to Orlando and you're the person that has to make all the dining plans, all the fast passes, get all the tickets? Well, we have a service that can help you do this. This is the best service. They are themeparkconcierge.com. You can call them up at 407-257-9973. Tell them your plans. They'll send you a little profile, get some information about you and your traveling party, what you want to do, what you don't want to do. And then they can set up a custom plan for you. And they'll take you around the parks. They'll make the dining plans. They'll get the fast passes. They'll take you to Walt Disney World. They'll take you to Universal. They'll take you to Busch Gardens, to SeaWorld, to Legoland, to all of those places, and they will do all of the work for you. Contact them at themeparkconcierge.com. Check them out on Facebook at facebook.com/RamonVIPconcierge or email them at ramon@themeparkconcierge.com. I am telling you, you will not be disappointed. And if you tell them the Disney Parks Podcast sent you, you'll get 10% off your order.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.